Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Chaf, as we continue in the sugyas here in the second parak of Yevamos, and we are in the middle of discussing a brisa. The brisa had four parts, discussing sugyas related to Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, and we are up to about two-thirds of the way down. It says Asa Ba'ma'amar. That is the second part of the brisa, which quotes the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. So Asa ba ma'amar, says the brisa right across from Tosas la arvinu. Asa ba ma'amar vi achar kach no lad lo ach. If the second brother Reuven dies, Shimon does ma'amar, and then va'aka no lo ach, and then Levi is born, osha no lo lo ach, or Levi is born, va'aka chasba ma'amar, and then Shimon does ma'amar, either way, va'mes, and then Shimon dies. So what's the case? The case is, this wife on a d'oraisa level is from Reuven, eishes achiv shlohaya ba'olamo, and on a d'rabbanan level, also from Shimon, because Shimon did ma'amar, as we had the beautiful machlokas yesterday, in terms of helping us understand the basis for the takana of ma'amar. Is it closer? Is it the model for ma'amar? Is it within its own process? Meaning, do you compare it to yibum? Or do you compare it to kiddushin? That was an amazing machlokas that went to the root of what ma'amar is all about. That we saw yesterday, which we'll come back to later in the Masechta. Also, hopefully, in terms of ma'amar balkarcha. So, if somebody did ma'amar in this case, if Shimon did ma'amar, so then halach is, Rishona yotza mishemeshes achiv shlohaya ba'olamo, the first wife is on a daraisa level, eishes achiv shlohaya ba'olamo, and therefore, she goes out with nothing, because this is the Tanakhama Shita. So every case is considered eishes achiv shlohaya ba'olamo, v'shniach olezes lomas yabemes, and the second wife, meaning Shimon's other wife, has to do chalitza, because ma'amar is only kone on a drabbanan level, on a daraisa level, it's not a co-wife, so she has to do something, but she does not do yibum, because this something was done, and the rabbanan's actions are acknowledged. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues on one of those cases. Rabbi Shimon Omer, bi asa o chalitzasa shal achas v'yen potar asarasa. Shimon says, no, just do yibum or chalitza to one of them, and that's good enough. So which case is he referring to? Rabbi Shimon ahai ka'i. Which case is Rabbi Shimon referring to? Ilema anolad lo ach vi achar kach asa b'maimar. Is he talking about a case where the brother Levi was born before maimar was done? But ha'amir, but didn't we just say at the end of yesterday's shir, b'nolad lo b'sof yibem lo palag Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon only argues where Rabbi Shimon only argues where Shimon did yibum first, and then Levi was born. So then Rabbi Shimon says, wow, when he was born, he was just Shimon's wife. So that's where he says there's no problem of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo. But if he was born first, so then we do say that Rabbi Shimon would agree. So Rabbi Shimon can't be arguing in that case. So Ella, what must be the case he's arguing about? Asa b'ma'amar v'yachar kach no lo'ach, where Maimer was done, and then the brother was born. And therefore, what does he hold? What's the next line of the brisa, which explains Rabbi Shimon? Chalatz l'ba'alas ma'amar lo niftara tzara. If he does chalitza to the ba'alas ma'amar, to the one who originally had been Reuven's wife, so then lo niftara tzara, the tzara is not niftar exempted. Why? As we discussed yesterday, Rabbi Shimon holds ma'amar, a second shita of Rabbi Shimon, not just the eishes achiv shita. But the other shita of Rabbi Shimon is ma'amar is either all or nothing. It doesn't do mixas. And therefore, if ma'amar did everything in this case, so then they're totally co-wives. And therefore, doing chalitza to the ba'alas ma'amar would pater the Shimon's original wife. But the problem is, maybe Maimar did nothing. If Maimar did nothing, so then they are not co-wives. If they're not co-wives, then Chalitza to one of them, to the original Reuven's wife, doesn't free Shimon's wife. That's why, if he does Chalitza to the Baalas Maimar, lo niftara tzara, that tzara is not exempted. The Gemara doesn't say explicitly, but how Rashi expands it, says, what if he does something to the original Shimon's wife? So then that works. That works to pater the ba'alas ma'amar. Why? Because, mimanafshach, if ma'amar is false and they're co-wives, then doing something to Shimon's original wife paters the ba'alas ma'amar. If ma'amar doesn't accomplish anything, then this is regular eishes achiv shlohaya ba'olamo. and therefore she's pater. She's an erva. So doing something to the Shimon's original wife does pater Reuven's original wife. But doing something to Reuven's original wife does not exactly always pater Shimon's wife, and that's the case that's said explicitly in the Gemara. That if he does chalitza to the Baalas Mamar, he still has to do something to the tzara. So my time, but now the Gemara explains what we just said outside. Mishum dahavit tzara vadai, ubailas mamar safek. The tzara is a vadai, meaning Shimon's original wife is a vadai, ubalas mamar safek, and Ruve's original wife is a safek, whether mamar did everything or nothing, vein safek mosim ide vadai, and a safek doesn't accomplish a vadai, doesn't exempt a vadai, and therefore Shimon's wife is still going to have to do something. Good. Yasev, first wide line. Yasev, Rav Menashe, Barzvid, Kameh, Durafuna. V'yasev, Ka'amar. My time is Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reason for agreeing in a case of Leida before Yibum, but arguing, remember we have the Machlokas between Rav Oshia and Rav Papa. And Rav Papa is the one that said, that's what we're within now, Papa is the one that said that Reb Shimon only argues in a case where Shimon did Yibum first. And then Levi was born. Because in that case, when Levi was born, he sees this woman at the first moment that he's alive, halachically, as married to Shimon. That's why he says, she's not Eishes Achiv Shel Hayah Ba'alamo. So what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, Kitagamar Taimo. Well, we just explained that. Ha'olu Ba'o Masa Beheter, Falo Amda Olav Shah Achaz Biser. Because when he was born, she was already married to Shimon. So what's the question? So Ella, you're right. No, what we meant to ask is my time with Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan argue? Meaning, the Rabbanan say that if Shimon did Yibum before Levi was born, it's still a problem. So why should that be true? She's married to Shimon. Why do I care that she had originally been married to Reuven before Levi was born? When Levi's born, she's married to Shimon. So why is this looked at? Why do I still see the roots of Reuven's marriage when Levi is born? Why should that be? Right, Rabbi Shimon Shita was so difficult, but now that we explained it, it's another Rabbanan Shita. So Amar Kra is a special limud. Amar Kra ulakacha lo leisha v'yibma. What do we see? Even after the lakicha as a wife, it's still called yibum, yivama, adayin yibubim harishonim aleha. Even after one gets married, even after the yavam does yibum, we still see the roots of the original marriage. This is also a major Yavama's topic. Once the marriage takes place, right, do I still see the remnants, as this Gemara emphasizes, and he's walked into the shoes of his brother, and he stepped into the shoes of his brother, or do I say no, he's his own man? So how much is the Yibum a new marriage or a redo of the original marriage? That's the discussion right here. So the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanan, that's a halacha lemaisa d'oraisa nafkamina, that the first marriage still is recognized after the Yibum. But says the Gemara, 1 minute, Elohad etzah, but the Mishnah says later on, Adaf lamites, knasa hare ki ishto l'cho, hi ki ishto l'cho davar. The Mishnah later on discusses an important issue related to, really it's not Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches. There it talks about who has to pay the ksuba and what happens to the Yerusha of the first husband. Important again, halachic nafkamin is first husband, second husband. The last line of that Mishnah, Knasa, but once there she's married, Hare ki ishto l'chol davar. Ubilvad shetei ksubasa al nichse bali harishon. So how do you read that line? Once marriage takes place, they're married. It's like regular husband and wife. Except that the assets for the ksuba comes from the first marriage. So how do you understand that exception? Is that undermining the previous line in the Mishnah? Or it's, I mean, no, really, it's fully married, but there's an external tnai that was originally made that we still have to fulfill. But that's the line the Gemara is quoting here, that once they're married, they're married. So, V'yamar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, and Yosi Rabbi Chanina, back to our Gemara, explains, what does that mean? Milamed, we had this once before, Shemigarsha Begetu Machzira. But once Yibam takes place, so how do you undo what you did? There's no more Chalitza. You have to give a get. They're married. Megarsha Beget. And also, second Chiddush, Umachzira. If a Yavam marries a Yavama, and then divorces her, he could take her back. Machzer Grushaso. We don't say that once he divorced her, then the Isser of Eishas Ach is Choser V'neir, and comes back and he can no longer marry her. No! This is just like a regular husband and wife. And once there's a Hatter, there's a Hatter. So you see from there that the original marriage is not still around. So why do we say, to explain the Rabbanan here, V'yimma Adayin Yibu V'Rishonim Alecha, while the Mishnah later on tells us that no, Hariyuki Ishtel Echol Dabran, there's even Halacha Nafkaminis. So the Gemara says, "Hasam nami lema v'yimma adain yibubim harishonim alah v'tibay chalitza." Why don't we say that even after yibim is done, to get out of it, you need a chalitza, you don't need a get. So where it says, "No, well shiny hasam da amakra ulakacha lo liisha." The first three words in that pasuk, forget the next word v'yimma. The first three words, take her as a wife, which sounds like they're fully married. Kiva shalacha nasis kishol achal davar. Si yachi yachi nami. So we're stuck, because the first three words of the pasuk sound like fully married, don't worry about the first marriage. The next word tells us that no, that there is some remnant. So the Gemara says, so we include it. We say it's a new marriage for purposes of Megarsha Megenu Machzira. We say it's an old marriage for purposes of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo. So Umara Isa asked the Gemara, why do we do this? Why do we darshan it in one way and not the other way? Why do we darshan it here Lahatra and here Laisser? Mistavra, says the Gemara, Shadi Hatera Ahatera Vishadi Isura Isura. Well, we have two psukim here, one emphasizing one direction and one emphasizing the other direction. So where do we, how do we apply the different drashos of the psukim? So it makes sense, as the Gemara, in the place where a guy did exactly what he was supposed to do, it was mutter, it was a hether. So he gets married, and then after the marriage, she stays married, and it's like a full marriage. In the case, shadi isura a isura, what does that apply to? Where there is a tzad isser involved, eishes achish lo hayab olamo. So that's where the Rabbanan say that even though he's married, Shimon's married to this woman when Levi is born, still it had a shemetz. It had something related to an isser here. So that's why we'll throw the isser element. And that's why it would still be considered Eishes Achiv Shlohayav Olamo. Right? We have this type of concept, not exactly the same, but the Sharm Siyan of Halacha points out where you have two different psukim that mean, point in different directions, we would apply the principle, the Gemara doesn't, but we would apply the principle of Masra Kasa L'Chachamim. The Torah says two opposite things, so the Chachamim have to figure out exactly where to apply the two. Like here, Jinim Da Araisa, and the Chachamim figure it out. We also have to similar to what we have later on, Adaf Pei Bezi quotes, that if you have two barrels, one of Truman, one of Chulin, and you have two bowls, one of Truman, one of Chulin, and you know some of one bowl fell into one of the each of the respective barrels. So Gemara says there in certain cases, Shaini Omer, Truma Lotoch, Truma Nafla, V'Chulin Lotoch, Chulin Nafla. Why are you allowed to assume that? Sometimes if there's nothing pushing you in either direction, we're allowed to assume that things worked out for your benefit. And just like here, so too there. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Ula Rabbi Shimon, last point now regarding Rabbi Shimon. Ula Rabbi Shimon de Amar, ho lubo matzah beheter v'lo amda alav shachas be'isser ela be'isser. What is Rabbi Shimon shita? According to this version of Rav Papa's Rabbi Shimon, that as long as Shimon was married to Reuven's wife, when Levi was born, Levi is allowed to marry that woman. It's not called Eishes Achiv Shlohayav Olamo, if Shimon would then die. So if we say that svara, that once somebody is mutter because they're married at the time, so says the Gemara, why don't we extend it to this case? Ela me'ata achoso me'imo shenasa achim me'imo. A person's maternal sister married his paternal brother. So that's mutter, right? Somebody's paternal sister can marry somebody's, right? Somebody's half brother and half sister from opposite sides can marry each other. But obviously, if that paternal brother dies, this brother cannot marry his maternal sister. But ask the Gemara, V'yachak nolanach, and then there's a brother that's born afterwards, umeis, and then the brother dies, tisyabim, why don't we say, yibim could take place, ho lubo'u matzah beheter. Why? Because when the third brother was born, this woman was married to his brother. So if he's married to his brother, just like in Reb Shimon's case, There was a, everybody was happily married when Levi was born. So then Levi can marry Shimon's wife. So too here. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Isra achos aleichan azal. No, come on. There's a separate Isra here. This isn't just Eishas achim shalei balamo. That's what's mutter. Here there's an Isra of achoso. So how can you say that? You can't compare the cases. Hacha nami Isra achim shalei balamo aleichan azal. What do you mean? Didn't this one originally have an Isra too? The Gemara says, yeah, but there's a big difference. Hai Isura de les lehetera. Hai Isura dis lehetera. The Isser of sister doesn't have any heterim. That was never mutter. It just so happened that this other brother was only related paternally. And that's why he was mutter. But that Isser didn't evaporate at all. There's no basis to matter that. Here, Eishes Achav Shel Hayah Balamo. That's what the halacha that we're talking about. That once you're married to another brother, you don't see the roots of that original Isser. It's Islay Atera, Eishes Ach. Right? The whole idea of Yibum is a matters that Isser. Therefore, you can't compare those two cases. Okay. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah is a major Yisod regarding Inyan Yibum. Right? We touched on this a little bit back in the first parak. Kal Amru Biyavama. Right, what are the first Mishnah in the Masechta to talk about? If one of the women is an Isser Erva, she is obviously, not obviously, but she is not Zachuk Liyavam, right? Even though the Isser of Eishes Ach is Nidche by the Mitzvah of Yibam, but the other Isurim are not Nidche for Yibam. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about, what about if this woman is Asser for other reasons? Not because she's an Erva, but a lesser Avera. So, Klal Amar B'Yavama, Kol Shehi Eser Erva, Kol She Isura, says the Bach, Iser Erva, so lo chaletz lo b'siyabemes. That we already know from the first parak, right? If she's an Iser Erva, there's no Zika at all, no Yibim or Chalitza. Iser Mitzvah v'Iser Kedusha, but if it's in the category of an Iser Mitzvah or Kedusha, which we'll see the Gemara means Chai Ve'Lavin or Isurei D'Rabbanan. That's what these two categories mean, and there'll be a machlokes, which one is which. So, but if it's a lesser aveira, so then, choletz is lomas yabemes. There is a zika, but we don't allow yibam, because there is something wrong with this relationship. And therefore, chalitza and not yibam. Achosa shehi yevimta, choletz is lomas yabemes. There is a case of a sister, shehi yevimta, who is a yevama. What does this mean? We discussed this also earlier, but we're going to see this means the sister of an erva. The sister of an erva, who happens to be a yevama, does chalitza or yivam. Remember, because the erva, if only the erva is aser, but not the sister of the erva. So if the erva, there's no zika, so her sister would be able to do yivam or chalitza. Iser mitzvah, what does iser mitzvah mean? Shnios midibrei sofrim. Iser mitzvah means shnios. We know there's all the arayos, the 21 arayos that are mentioned in the first parak. Those are the arayos d'araisa. Chazal added on a number of shnios la arayos midivrei sofrim, a whole list of arayos of gzera, shnios midivrei sofrim. So that's what's meant by iser mitzvah. Iser, we'll see why in the Gemara why it's called that. Iser kedusha. Amana lekohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekohen hediot, mamzeres v'nesida liyisrael, ubas yisrael v'nasur l'mamzer. Right, all the chai ve'lavim. These are all daraises except for chalutza. Chalutza is thrown in there always throughout Shas. Grusha v'chalutza are always put together, even though chalutza is only an issur d'rabbanan to a kohen hediot. How could you have a case of grusha v'chalutza lekohen hediot? How could you have a case where your brother didn't do anything wrong? So maybe your brother did something wrong. Meaning, how could you have the brother died. So how could this woman be a grusha? So it must be that she was a grusha in the first marriage, and your brother married her b'isser. Married her b'isser, and now she's still a grusha. Number one, that's what Rashi says. But the Rishashir says, maybe your brother is a chalal, somehow. Right? He was nischalel, the kedusha, and therefore, that's another way that it's possible, says the Rishas. Got to figure out a way where the brother is a chala, but he's not a chala. Got to work out the realities. Okay, that is the machlokas. As I just said, chalutza is thrown in there, derech agaf, right, which sometimes causes problems. For example, the first mishnah in Makos, midinanu bish ploni shu ben grushu ben chalutza, right, the Gemara that where kasha zamam cannot be fulfilled. So we say they get malchus. So they're arech laner, first arech laner, there in Masechas Makos discusses, even if you testify that he is only a chalal d'rabbanan, you're going to get malchus d'oraisa. Right? Ben Gerusha is a chalal d'oraisa. So, okay, we throw it in there. But sometimes it's not so pashut that it should be thrown in there. Here it doesn't matter, because Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Drabbanas are included anyway. But the first Mishnah, the Rachlan Eir discusses, is this an example where you have the effects Da'oraisa, Drabbanan, having an effect at a Da'oraisa level? Examples that we've had many times, the Gemara, the Tosas in Sukkah Dav Gimel. If there's a Sukkah that's Pasul Drabbanan, then you don't get the Mitzvah of Sukkah Da'oraisa. If the Rabbanan say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos, then even if you don't, you don't get the Mitzvah. So is it, does it go on the list of those issues? That's that first Aruch Laner in Maseches Makkos. But here we have the categories of Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha. There is an important Machlokas Rishonim here. The Ritva and a Day in the Me'iri. These women, who we say that Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, we say that they do Chalitza and not Yibam. What about their co-wives? What about the Tsaros of these women? Do they have to do anything? The Ritva quotes that the Tsaros are not Niftar. Because Me'ikar Adin, there is a Zika here. And even though you do Chalitza, but that doesn't pater the co-wife. Because there is, the Tsaros are not Niftar. While the Day in the Me'iri says, also the co-wives, are Choletzes Velomis Yabemes. Right? They should not do, Tayyibim. Anyway, they talk about beer of that Machlokas. Maybe we'll touch on it in a little bit. But let's get back to the Gemara. Klal asu yemai. So the first line of the Mishnah said, all women who are Isser Erva don't have to do anything. Right? There's no Zika of Yibam. So klal asu yemai. Amar Rafim Bar Papa, la suye of Siyum fame, Rafim Bar Papa, la suye tsaras islandus, to include the tsara of an islandus. Ukidder of Asi. As we had earlier, Rav Asi holds that an islandess has the status of an erva, a woman who cannot have children, and therefore the tsara of that woman is also off the hook. So that's what's being included in the resha. V'igadarmi, or opposite. Kol she'isura isur erva hu de'is asira tsarasa. Only a woman who is a real status of an erva pathers her tsaros. Halo isura isur erva tsarasa lo asira. But if her isur is not based on erva, but based on some other reason, like islandess is not really erva. What's the definition of an erva? A woman who's usur to certain people and not to other people. That's generally the iser, the definition of erva. All of our relatives are erva because they're also to certain people, not to the world. An islandess is also to the world, not specifically to any specific man. So that's a different, right? That's why nida is a big discussion. We discussed this back on Daf Beis. Is nida one of the arayos or not? Sounds, the Rambam says beferish. Nida is one of the arayos, even though there's an exception to nida in that there's no mamzer. There's no mamzer, right? The Hakol Modim, the Gemara says, that this is a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's a mamzer from every other one of the Chayvei Krisus, not from the Isser of Nida. Or else there'd be a lot more mamzerim running around the world, right? For all the people who are not from, who don't keep Taras and Mishpacha, right? It's unbelievable, the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. We wouldn't be able to, I mean, we hold suffering mamzer as mutter, but still, it causes a lot of problems. So, here too, the Gemara says, islandness is not really erva, so that's why islandness is being excluded, not included, from the Mishnah. Lemute mai amarafram, lemute tsaras islandness, udoloka ravasi. So either the Mishnah is like ravasi or against ravasi. Two different versions. Good. Achosa shehi yevimta, achosa deman. So who is the Mishnah talking about? The sister of a yevama, the sister of the yevama, is mutter to do yibam. So whose sister? Ilema de Isser Mitzvah. Is it the sister of an Isser Mitzvah? Let's say the one of the women is Aser to you, Midrabanan. One of the women is a Shnia. So now her Tsara. So the Gemara says that's Muteres. Kiva de Mir Doraisa Ramya Kameh Paga Ba'achazukukaso. But what do you mean? Because Midoraisa, the Shnia, is Mutter, so how could you do Yibam to the sister? It's Achazukukaso. So Ella Achosa de Isser Erva, as we explained, there must be no. The sister of an Isser Erva. One of these women is an Erva to you. Let's say one of these women is your mother-in-law, right? You're married to the daughter of this woman. So the mother-in-law's sister, right? So this mother-in-law is not Zakuk at all. So the sister could be Zakuk to you in some way, as long as that other sister is not an Isser Erva as well. Okay. That's how you understand that line of the Mishnah. So Isser Mitzvah Shnia. So now we get into the categorization. Why in the Mishnah do we call the Isuri Derabanan of Arayos Isser Mitzvah and the Chayvei Lavin Isser Kedusha? Amai Kari Le Isser Mitzvah Amar Abaya Mitzvah Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. Why do we call it an Isser Mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. Mitzvah to listen to the Divrei Chachamim. So one of the Achronim discusses, so why is it called an Isser Mitzvah? Right? Isser is usually something you're not allowed to do, and is mitzvah is something that you need to do. It's an Isser Mitzvah. So the explanation given is, right, it's from the Or Litzion. So he explains that that's the question of the Gemara. Right? Why is it called mitzvah if it's Isser? So it's mitzvah to listen to the Isser. And how does he explain it? It's a chovas hagavra. It's a chovas hagavra that you must listen to the rabbis. That's something positive called a mitzvah. You're right. The content of what you're supposed to do is not to do something. Right? It's Isser. But the mitzvah goes on you. Meaning, what is he reflecting? What is he illustrating? That Isurei Derabanan are on the gavra. On the gavra. This is a big machlokas in the Rishonim already. But the Achronim really expand upon it. And that is, how do we look at Isurei Derabanan? Right? Who made this famous? The Nesivos. The Nesivos, based on a Rambam that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So really, the Rambam made it famous, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Nesivos, and the Meshech Chachma talked about the Nesivos. But what's the case? The case in Choshen Mishpat, the case where a man buys a piece of meat from his friend, and then he finds out that it is treif, right? The Nesivos discusses this in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish, Lamed, Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch there in Siv Gimel. Somebody buys a piece of meat, and it's treif. So he wants to get his money back. So can he get his money back? So if the meat is still existent, so that he can get his money back, give back the meat, he gets his money back. What if he already ate the meat? He already ate the non-kosher fruit, the non-kosher meat, whatever it is. So, says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it was treif mida oraisa, so then the seller has to give the money back. Even if it was treif mida rabbanan, he does not have to give the money back. So the question is why? What's the difference? It was treif, it was a mekach tos anyway. So the guy ate it b'shogeg. So what? But he still did something wrong. Says the Nesivos, for isurei derabanan b'shogeg, you don't even have to do tshuva. Why? Because, as the Nesivos explains, as the Meshech Chachma expands in Parshas Shoftim, when you do an isurei derabanan, the whole purpose of the derabanan is to listen to the rabbis. So if you did it b'shogeg, you didn't not listen to the rabbis. So you didn't do anything wrong. If I violated Isser D'Oraisa b'shogeg, Hashem says, let's say, that these atoms, these molecules, are poison for my neshama. Poison. So if I did it b'shogeg, I still have to do tshuva, because I ate poison. I ate the poison, the content of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu says. He says this is poison. So I have to do tshuva for that. I have to bring a carbon chatas if I violated Shabbos b'shogeg. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Isurei Derabanan, explains the Nesivos, explains the Meshech Chachma, it's not about the content. Because you know what? It could be that this generation, the Rabbanan say this is Asur, and in the next generation, they're going to change their mind. And if you have a greater Bez of a Chachma of a Minyan, they could uproot what an earlier Bez had said. So they could change this. You see, it's not something about these molecules. It's an Isur Gavra. And therefore, you didn't do anything wrong, so the guy doesn't have to pay you back. That is the Nesivos. The Meshech Chachma gives the mashal to this. It's not an exact parallel, but his mashal is Morid B'Malchus. We just discussed, Navi Shir. If anyone wants to join us on the OU, right? We did Yeshua, Parag Aleph, Parag Beis. Then the Parag Aleph. What's the halach, the source for Morid B'Malchus? Somebody rebels against the king, Yishayim Isa. Does a Kadosh Baruch Hu really care that the Melech wants to build a highway through my backyard that's good for the country? Is that really something that Hashem cares about? That if the person doesn't listen, he's chayav misa? Of course not. Hashem doesn't care about the content, but he cares about the fact that you have to listen to the king. So that's similar to what the Rabbanan say. The mitzvah of Lo Sasur in Parsha Shoftim. HaMitzvah dafka lishmoa mashi yomru, aval ha'inyan ba'atzmo, sha'omru v'chidshu, efshar, de'inu miskabal ha'ratzon ha'borei. It's possible Hashem is not even interested in this. And even if they got it right, so for whatever reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked, he didn't want to make it into a din d'oraisa. V'ratza dafka shenishma bekolam, aval lo beprate hadvarim. Right, that's the language of the Meshech Chachma. That's what it means, mitzvah l'shmoa l'divrei chachamim. And that Isurei d'oraisa are in the Chefsa and Rabban are in the Gavra. It's a beautiful discussion, but I want you to know that it's not agreed upon by all. There are Rishonim that seem to say that there are certain Isurei d'oraisa that are Isurei Gavra. So it doesn't work perfectly out, but that is an important suggestion nonetheless. Where's the source that we have to listen to the rabbi? It's what the Gemara says here. Mitzvah l'shmoa l'divrei chachamim. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, very famous Rambam, the Rambam says the mitzvah of lo sasur. In Parshas Shoftim, don't turn from what the rabbis say, yaminu smol. The Rambam shita is that every time I violate an issa d'rabanan, I'm also violating an issa d'araisa. Because the Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanan. So if I don't listen to the Rabbanan, I'm violating what the Torah says. That I have to listen to the Rabbanan. And that's the question on the Rambam, is how can there ever be a principle of savik d'araisa l'chumra, savik d'rabanan l'kula? There's never anything that's purely d'rabanan. Right, everything is really daraisa. So the answers are given. That same Meshech Chachma answered that question on the Rambam. No, the point is only if you violate a vadai daraisa, durabanan, you're violating a vadai daraisa. But if it's only a suffix, then it's kind of like shogeg. You're not violating. So it's not really also durabanan in that case. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita though. The question is, what about the other Rishonim, the Ramban? The Ramban feels very proud in his question on the Rambam by saying, what does the Rambam do? There's no difference between a daraisa and a durabanan. Okay, Mr. Ramban, let me ask you a question. So what's your source of the Torah that you have to listen to the Rabbanan? If you think that Lo Sasur is limited, it's only about the Sanhedrin HaGadol, it's only about certain cases, so where in the Torah does it say that I have to listen to the Rabbanan? That's Rabbi Elchanan's question. Everybody, most of the literature is about the Rambam Shita, to try to answer the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam, but the Ramban himself. What's his source of the Torah if he disagrees with the Rambam? So the Kutras Divrei Sofrim, Rabbi Elchanan writes in Siman Aleph, Os Tesvav, the source must be what we would call, using Rav Asher Weiss's terminology, Ratzon Hashem. Meaning it's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's logical. If Hashem gives certain powers for the Rabbanan to make laws, that we have Psukim for in the Torah, so, what, there's a mitzvah for them to make laws, but you don't have to listen to them? Obviously, you have to listen to them. That's, you know, understood from everything else in the Torah. But it's the fifth Shulchan Aruch kind of Ratzon. We had a Daf Pi'in Shir about this a couple of years ago. Ratzon Hashem, and he says that's the Pshad. He likes to quote this. That's the Pshad in the Targum in Yirmiyahu. The Targum in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us in Perek Yotes. You know what Bnei Yisrael did? Ubanu es beis haba, bamos habal. They built altars for the idols. Asher lo tzivisi, that I didn't command them to do. Velo dibarti, I didn't tell them. Velo olsa alibi. Three phrases. Lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo olsa alibi. So explains the Targum. Lo tzivisi, it's not a din d'araisa. Velo dibarti, it's not a din d'rabanan. Velo olsa alibi, it's not my ratzon. So it's a Targum already. Targum already says these three categories. D'araisa, d'rabanan, and, you know, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want. Ratzon Hashem. Okay, so that's all about the line in the Gemara. Why are d'rabanans called Isser mitzvah, because mitzvah l'shmol l'divrei chachamim. Weiter. Isser kedusha, almana l'kohen gadol, gush v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. What's an isser kedusha? The chayvi lavin of kuhuna. V'emai kari lei hu isser kedusha, d'chziv kedoshim yiyu lei lo heihem. Because it says about the kohenim, you shall be holy. So again, that's why these are called isser kedusha. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda machlif, Isser mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda machlef. Rabbi Yehuda switches the two categories, right? Just the names. Isser mitzvah, Amar l'kohen gadol, gush v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. He calls those isser mitzvah. My karlei isser mitzvah. Dechsev eila ha-mitzvahs, because at the end of Sefer Vayikra, it has a sum of pasuk saying eila ha-mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs, mostly of, much of it is the kohanim. So you see, the Kohanic laws are called mitzvos. In the category. Isser Kedusha Shniyos Bidivre Sofrim. Why? Yamai Karile Isser Kadosh. Amra Abaya Kalamakayim Divre Chachamim Nikra Kadosh. Because if you follow the words of the Rabbanan, you're called a holy person. Nikra Kadosh. Asks the so one of the Achronim that say, Dafka, the Durabanans, you're called Kadosh. The Darai says you're worried about the Scharva Onesh. The Durabanas is more of a Yetzahara not to listen. So it's Dafka, the Durabanas, you're called the Kadosh. But one second, Amalei Rava, Vacholsheinim Makayim Divrei Chachamim, Kadosh Udolo Mikri, Rasha Naami Lo Likri. You're a Kadosh if you fulfill the words of the Rabbanan. What, if you don't fulfill the words of the Rabbanan, you're a Rasha. Right, it's not, you're not a Kadosh. Of course, you're worse. You have to listen to the words of the Rabbanan. What does that mean? So Elama Rava, no. Why is it called, why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are the Durabanans called Kedusha? Kadesh Asmecha B'Mutter Lach. Because they're adding on to areas in the Torah, and a Kadosh is someone who sanctifies himself and limits himself even in what is Mutter. Right? Who made this line famous in the Gemara? The Ramban. The first Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Ramban, people think that the Ramban made up this phrase. No, it's the Gemara here. Kadesh Asmecha B'Mutter Lach. Novel Birshus HaTorah, which the Ramban talks about, that I could find many areas of heter and be a disgusting person with Torah's license. That's the Ramban's formulation of Kadesh Asmecha B'Mutter Lach. That is known as Kedusha. Okay, so now we get into the sugya relating back to the first parak. So Amana L'Kohen Gadol. So Gemara calls even the case of Amana L'Kohen Gadol a case of Isser, and therefore chalitza must be done in Na'ibim. An almana to a Kohen Gadol. So kapasik vatani, the Gemara does not, the Mishnah does not differentiate loshna min anisuin veloshna min erisin. It doesn't matter if the brother had erisin or even nisuin. Or I should say nisuin and even erisin. Bishlama min anisuin, I understand by nisuin why chalitza is mandated and Na'ibim allowed. Why? Because ase velosa ase. Because the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah ase to marry a besula. He has a los asay to marry an almana. So after nisuin, it's an asay and a los asay. So ve'ein asay, doch a los asay v'asay. So the mitzvah asay of Yibam cannot allow that. Elamina erisin, but if the Kohen Gadol's brother only had erisin to this woman, so los asay gredahu. It's just a los asay of almana, because she's still a psula. So yavo asay v'yidchaz los asay. Why don't we say asay doch a los asay? Right, in the case where there is just a los asay involved. So, we are going to have, you know what, let's just do we'll do the answer first, and then we'll come back to the Tosfos. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Amar Kra, there's a special limud, V'yolsa Yivim Toha Sha'ara. The Yavama goes up to the gate to do Chalitza. She'ein Tamalomar Yavimto. We could have just left out that word Yavimto. It said it earlier. That's what we're talking about. Ma Tamalomar Yavimto. Why does it say Yavimto does Chalitza? Yesh l'cha yevimto achas, you have one, she'olo l'chalitza v'ino'olo l'yibam. You have one type of chalitza, even on a de'oraisa level, that only chalitza is done and not yavam. That's going to be the machlokas in the Gemara. This is the first opinion, that we're going to try to think that it's even on a de'oraisa level, that this, you don't say as a de'ochalos say. The maskana is going to be on amid beis, that it's only de'rabanan. Mi de'oraisa, you could do yibam. Mi de'rabanan, we don't. But this is even on a daraisa level. There's a yavam who does chalitza not yivam. The ezozu zuchayvi lavin. Right, that's chayvi lavin. That's this case. A special din that you don't apply asi dochalos asay. V'yema chayvi krisus. Why don't you include even chayvi krisus? So Gemara says no. Amar kra im lo yachposa ish lakachas. If he doesn't want, when do you do chalitza? If he doesn't want to do yivam lakachas ha chafetz miyavim. Mashba, that if he wanted to yibam, he would be able to. Kala ola liyibam, ola lechalitza, because she ain't ola liyibam, ain't ola lechalitza. This is the second time this is going to come up. Second out of four or five times this is going to come up in the Masechta. Right, we had it way earlier on Daf Gimel, in terms of the Lashon we were talking about in the first Mishnah. But here the Gemara says they go together. And therefore you can't say that on a Daraisa level, only chalitza and not yibam. So that's why Chayvi Krisis have to, somebody has to be excluded, and that's why Chayvi Krisis are excluded. So Yalki Chayvi Lavin Nami. So why isn't Chayvi Lavin included in that? How could you have an exception? So HaRabbi Rachmani Yavimto. Another example, like we had earlier, one pasuk includes, one pasuk excludes. Umari isa. So why do you include chayve lavin to just need chalitza, but chayve krisis, they always have to go together? So mistavri chayve lavin tafsi bu kedushin, chayve krisis lo tafsi bu kedushin. There's a big difference between chayve lavin, right? Chayve krisis are totally not shy; they're mufka, right? There's no tefisas kedushin, and therefore we say they are not included at all. Very important Tosfos on Amud Aleph, right? This is one of the most important Tosfos in the entire Masechta. Tosfos discusses, what's the Gemara's question originally? Ase doche los ase. The ase of Yibum should be doche the los ase of Almana l'Kohen Gadol, right? In the case of Erison. Ask Tosfos, but 1 minute. The whole purpose of Yibum is to have a child to be making the shame of the brother. But don't we say that a woman cannot be misaberes from Bia Rishona? And therefore, this woman never had Bia before. She's still a psula. So what do you mean, ase dochalos ase? Isn't the ase of Yibum to have the child? And this woman will for sure not get pregnant with this Bia. So it's just the los ase of Amar of the Kohen Gadol. So how can the Gemara even suggest ase dochalos ase here? You're not doing the ase yet until Bia Shnia. That's Tosfos' Kasha. Hiksha Riva. Perek Beis de Sanhedrin. We're not going to get to the mitzius of whether a woman can actually be misaberes, right? Bisman Azeh might have changed because women, you know, the psulim might be different. Women are involved in different activities. Bisman Azeh, they get married later. Whatever the case is, but says the Riva, the woman is not misaberes. Be a rishona. So what? Heich des yabim to be a rishona leka kamashem ubi ashni asirole. Answers the Ri. Here's the Yisod. The lokasha midi. You don't need for Yibam a Bia that can lead to a child. You just need a person who can eventually have a child. You need the Gavra Ra'ui, not the Bia Haru'uya. So even if this Bia will not lead to a child, still it's called a Maisa Yibam. That's still good enough. Shetei Ru'ya Varmari, Delo Kashamidi, Delo Be'ina Shetei Ru'ya La'kam Hashem, Ela Shahayavama V'hayavam, Yehe Ru'ya La'kam Hashem. And the only exclusion is Islandus and Saris, who in their gavras, their persons, She'en and Ru'ya Le'le La'olam, Avol Bia She'en Yecholo Le'his'aber Ba, Lo Mimati. That's not excluded. Kivan Shehaisha O Hayavam Reuyin Labasof Laholid. That is the Shita of the Ri. The Rivah, remember, didn't give that answer. He asked the question. So the Rivah might hold, no, Lamaisa, you need this Bia. So he's going to have to come up with a different answer to the question. So that is a crucial machlokas. We showed him. How do we understand that the mitzvah of Bia? If you look in the language of the Tosfos Harash, he also emphasizes this. Al karchach lo be'inan hakama shame be'bi'a rishona, de mikni be'i, rak she'yehe ayavam ro'ui lo hakim shame. Ela she'zeru uya le'leid be'bi'a shniya, o be'miyach asher te'leid karina be'i. You're still called asher te'leid, even though le'da is not actually going to come. Because you look at the gavra ha'ro'ui, not at the be'ya ha'ro'uya.
A woman who's much older?
Oh, what about a woman who's much older? Also, is she? That's the question is, what about a zakena? We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just continue reading the Braisa. But in Echinami, is she called Ru'uya or not? Maybe she can be included, because she's not, even though in Gavra, she could have used to have children, but there's not like something like an, she's not like an islandist. But we'll see. I'm not going to answer that yet. Hechsher mitzvah. But is Hechsher mitzvah enough to say Asidor HaLosa say? Right. With Hechsher mitzvah, where you're violating an Avera at that stage purely. Right. So he might say, right, the Rivah's answer might be, you're right. It's not Yibam, but it's still good enough. Right. That might be his answer. Okay, weiter. Masav Rava, Isser mitzvah v'Isser kedusha, ba aleha ochalatzla nifter atzarasa. Rava says, let's say you went against the Alacha. Right. You did Yibam by one of these Averis, by the Durabanans or the Chayvei Lavin. It still worked to Pater the Tzara. So says the Gemara, but if it's true, the suggestion that we just said, that on a Doraisa level, these people are excluded from Yibam, and they have to do Chalitza, so then Kibalea, my Nifter Atzarasa. So why should Yibam be effective in Patering the Tzara? If you're saying on a Doraisa level, it's not called Yibam. So the answer is, okay, you're right. Maybe we misunderstood this line. It's talking about two different cases. Ba'aleha a'isr mitzvah, chalatzla a'isr kedusha. The Yibam is only talking about the Yisurei Durabanan. but the Chayvei Lavin are excluded from Yibam totally. So we still rehabilitated that answer, but still we go further. Masiv Rava, Rava asked from the Tosefta, Pitzua Dako, Kurashavcha, these people who have a mutilated genital area that we know there's an Isser D'Araisa, Lo Yavu Pitzua Dako, Kurashavcha, Bekal Hashem. Right, very halachal maisa, in terms of when a baby is born, a hypospadias, baby boy, one out of every 300 boys are born with some type of hypospadias, meaning the hole where the zera or the urine goes out from is on the bottom, right, instead of at the tip. So there has to be a surgery in order to correct that. How do you correct that without making the Baruch Hashem? Today we have a way to correct it without, making the child into a kreshavcha or a psua daka. And it's dafka done to allow him to reproduce in the future. That's the whole purpose of doing it. So, that's it comes up halacha l'maisa. So, psuadaka kurashavcha, sris adam, a saris, a person, a man who is infertile based on a humanly inflicted injury. Vahazakein, all these types of people who are not ra'ui laholid. O choltin o miyamin. Kuduchalitza or yibum. That's what the, Brisa says. So Ketzad, what's the case? What does that mean? So Mesu Vilahem Achim Vilahem Nashim Viamdu Achim Vasumayim Ibidashoseyem Benasnu Get. So if any of these individuals had brothers, these individuals died, and then their brothers got up and did Maimar, and they gave a get, Vichaltsu, or they did Chalitza, Masha Asasu. So that's fine. That's regular Yibum. Vimbaalu Kanu. And if they did Yibum, they were Kona. And Tosa says even Lachachila. There's nothing wrong with that. These are regular, healthy Yavams. But what about the other way? Mesu Achim. If these brothers' wives, if these brothers died, Va'amdu Haman, these women, these men, Psuadakas, Kurshavcha, Zakates got up. V'asu Ma'amar B'dishosayin, and they did wives with their, Ma'amar with their brothers' wives. V'nas Nuget, Osha Chaltsu, Masha Asu Asu. V'imbalu Kanu. And if they were Boel, they were also Kone, Va'asur Lakaimon, Misham Lashanamar, Loyava Psuadaka. Meaning, Bia Rishona was Mutter because of Yibam, but Bishni is not, because now you just have the Isra, Betsuadaka. The Isaka Daita Chaivi Lavin Mi Daraisa Lechalitza Ramya, Liyubim Lo Ramya. Same question. If all of these Chaivi Lavin are only allowed to do Chalitza de Oraisa, Imbalu Amai Kanu. So why should the Yibam work? It's excluded on a Daraisa level that only Chalitza should be good. So that's why the Gemara rejects that suggestion. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, on a Daraisa level, you should say Asi Dechalos Asay. And all of these people are ra'ui to do Yibam on a Daraisa level. It's only Midrabanan, and that's why if they did it, it works to Pata the Tzaris. But on a Darabanan level, we don't allow it. Why? Ela Amar Rava. Almanam and Erisin Nami. Asi Velo Sasehu. Dichsiv Kidot. Well, this is the first answer. Rashi adds in, but the Chayvi Lavim are Liyibam Ramye, and that's why it works. But why Almanam min Ha'erisin is, do we not allow it Lechadchila? Because there's also an assay. The Gemara says, "Mamzeres v'nesina ma'ikel ameimar." What about those? It should be purely asi dochalos assay. Ksiv iskadishtem. No, Jews should be holy. Iachi kolator kulanami asi velos assayhu. Ksiv iskadishtem. Jews should be holy and not do averus. So elam arava. Here we get to the main point. Gezera. Gezera. Almana mina erisin ato almana mina nisuin. Asi dochalos assay should work, but you're going to get confused with an almana and an anisuin. Mamzeres v'nesina ma'ikel ameimar. What about that case? Gezera b'baka mitzvah adu shlo b'baka mitzvah. If you allow to marry a mamzeres in a case of yibum, you might come to marry a mamzeres in general. Ela me'ata eishes achiv me'aviv lo tisyabeim gezera misha meishes achiv me'imo. If you're saying gezeres, so why don't you go across the board? And this is a bomb kasha. What is this basically asking? Forget yibum. The Meiri has a lashon. Never do yibum, right? Which is a kasha on the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Taz that's going to come up again. That the Rabbanan do not have the authority to answer something that's mufurish leheter b'kra. So figure out how to read this line according to the Taz. It's got to be a limited question somehow. But either way, the Gemara says, why don't we say any paternal brother is asur? Because you're going to get mixed up. So the Gemara said, no, Yibam b'nachla tala rachmana. Yibam is clearly connected to nachla. Made the idea so people will know. People aren't going to get confused with paternal and maternal brothers. Isha she'ein la banim lo tisyabeim. What about a woman who does not have children? The Tosa says, she doesn't have children now. She used to have children. But she doesn't have children now. Maybe she didn't do Yibam. Gezeir Mishem Isha, she ate Lobanim. So Gemara says again, no, but Banim Tala Rachmana. Made the idea. No, that's Mefurish. Nobody's going to get confused with that. Eishas Achiv Shohaya Baalamo Lotus Yabim. Gezeir Mishem Eishas Achiv Shohaya Baalamo. Also knocking out Yibam totally. The yeshiva, Tala Rachmana, it says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, made the idea. People aren't going to get confused with that. Kol Anoshim Lotus Yabimna. Gezeir Mishem Islandis. Lo shchicha. Now, islandis is not so common. We don't have to worry about that case. Mamzeres v'nesina nami lo shchicha. We said before, your gozer mishum that case. So, elam arava, you're right. All of everything we've said up until now, it's a gzeira, but not because of that. This is the gzeira. Elam arava, gzeira bia rishona atu bia shnia. In all these asi docha lo sase cases, the first bia is the mitzvah. And according to what Tosa said earlier, even if it's not going to lead to the leida, the maisa bia itself, from a gavra that is roy laholid, that's the mitzvah of yibum. But second bia, the mitzvah's over. Now it's a regular marriage, and he's living in sin, and that's why he had to get divorced. So gzeira bia rishona atu bia shnia, and as we said before, derechad achinoam. So therefore, we're going to make a gzeira to knock out the bia rishona atu bia shnia. Toast, and just one more line, Tanya Nami Hachi, and that's what the Brisa says, in Ba'alu Kanu, Bibia Rishona, Fasla Kaiman, Bibia Shnia. Right? It works, but Asla Kaiman. Tosfah says, it doesn't literally mean Bibia Rishona Atu Bibia Shnia, it means Tchilas Bia Atu Gemar Bia. Tosfah says, Lav Dafka Nakat Bibia Shnia, even Gemar Bia Rishona is Asr, because the Kinyan of Yibum is Bitchilas Bia already. So even Sof Bia should not be allowed. That's Tosas. The Ritva here argues. The Ritva says no. The whole Bia, even if the Kinyan happens earlier, the Mitzvah only happens by Sof Bia. Kinyan versus Mitzvah, an important Lashon of the Ritva right here. And therefore, says the Gemara, says Rava, we're not going to allow Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia. There's a lot more there, which Beth Hashem will start with on tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf is not up, 7.5 years ago it was Shavuos. So Beth Hashem, I will, tomorrow's daf sometime today or tomorrow night. Sunday I'm not going to be giving, because I'm just not going to work out in the times. So Beth Hashem will pick up Monday. Sunday's daf will be uploaded from the last cycle. And Beth Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh.